Turning Hearts, Finding William by Sally Johnson Oedekerk, Church Magazines, read by Shauna Thompson. A prompting in the temple convinced me that my Civil War ancestor wanted his work done. I had seen the name of my great-great-grandfather listed on my pedigree chart for years. All I knew was that he had served in the American Civil War and died shortly after my great-grandfather was born. Since he had the common name of William Johnson, I thought it would be nearly impossible to find out much more about him. But I was wrong. One evening, while I was enjoying the peaceful spirit of the temple, his name suddenly popped into my mind. I knew without a doubt that he wanted to have his temple work done. That was the beginning of the sweet experience of finding William. I knew my great-grandfather's date and place of birth, so I looked for and found his parents' marriage record. I was excited. With that piece of information, their temple work could begin, but I still wanted to know more about them. After the next several years, William's story started to unfold. One of my cousins contacted me and shared a copy of William's Civil War record, complete with his age, the state and county where he was born, his physical description, and his service record. Shortly after that, I found a book chronicling his regiment's experience in the Civil War, including a record of when he was injured. I was moved to tears when I compared his record with the regiment's story and began to understand a little of what he had endured. I also felt William's delight at being remembered. Along the way, we have found census records showing him with his parents and siblings, brief stories about his family in a county history where they lived, and photos of his parents' gravestones along with his mother's obituary at findagrave.com. As each new piece of information is found, we take family names to the temple to have their temple work done. And we often feel their joy at being able to progress and be reunited with their loved ones. I still haven't found William's death date or gravesite, but all of the records and stories that I have found have given me a glimpse into his life. He will never again be forgotten. Finding William has helped me to understand myself better by deepening my love and appreciation for those who came before me. When I take family names to the temple, I feel more connected to my ancestors, and temple covenants feel sweeter and become more meaningful. Taking the mystery out of submitting names for the temple. Thanks to modern technology, finding and taking family names to the temple has never been easier. FamilySearch.org makes it possible to print out cards that you can take to the temple. Sign in to FamilySearch. Click the Temple drop-down menu. Click on names that you want to do temple work for. To take the names you have selected to the temple, click Print. If you do not have a printer, write down the family ordinance request number at the bottom of the page and take it to the temple. Temple workers will print the cards for you. If you are unable to do all of your family ordinances yourself, you can share names with other family members or with the temple by clicking Share.
Sidebar: Fulfillment of Prophecy by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. I bear testimony that the feelings of love you have for your family members, wherever they may be, are a fulfillment of the promise that Elijah would come. He did come. Children's hearts are turning to their fathers, and fathers' hearts are turning to their children. When you feel the urge to find the names of your ancestors and take those names to the temple, you are experiencing the fulfillment of that prophecy. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, The Promise of Hearts Turning, Ensign, July 2014, page 5. End of the article, Finding William, by Sally Johnson Oedekerk, read by Shauna Thompson and Van Farnworth.